Macmillan Audio presents And in the End by Ken McNabb. Read for you by Peter Kenny.
January 1969. All the rainbow colours of the outside world seemed to have been extinguished, replaced by a grim, cheerless darkness. The only sounds came from the heavy footsteps of two men, Mal Evans, the faithful roadie, and Kevin Harrington, the faithful gopher, lugging in guitar cases, amplifiers and drums, the sound of their heels echoing in the stillness. The guitars were positioned in a circle beside three chairs. Already in place stood a Blüthner piano. The drums were then mounted on a high riser, the black lettering with the familiar dropped T a clue to their owner. Close by, people worked stealthily, checking camera angles and light meters. Men with headphones tested their audio equipment, checking noise levels. Snaking all over the floor and around the chairs were seemingly endless lengths of cables and wires. On the morning of the 2nd of January, the soundstage at London's Twickenham Film Studios was a hive of muffled activity. The only people missing, though soon to arrive, were the main players from central casting. John Lennon, Paul McCartney, George Harrison, and Ringo Starr. It was in these desolate surroundings that the Beatles hoped to get back to where they once belonged, back to the days when their music set in motion a chain reaction that altered Western youth culture. A new year, a new hope.